We bow our heads in prayer. As we come together on another Christmas Eve, we come because of that stable, that manger, that child born to us, a light that came into the midst of the darkness, and the darkness could not overcome it. May that light give us hope. Help us to celebrate and rejoice because of who we are, because of whose we are. Bless us this night as we share that powerful message of love. Come down to earth. Amen. Tonight is Christmas Eve, and tomorrow you don't have a Christmas service. And so on Christmas Eve, the normal gospel reading is from the book of Luke, and we all know that story so well. But on Christmas morning, the gospel comes from the book of John. Those opening words, the prologue, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it." And so tonight, let's go back. If we could, in our minds, let's just go back to that first Christmas night. Probably hard for us to focus on, because we have this picture of the world in which we live. But if we listen to that precious gospel from Luke, it gives us a picture of that first night. Defined were people by the moment. Some struggling, probably dealing with hunger, fear, desperation. How do you think Mary and Joseph felt that night as they came into the town of Bethlehem, weary from travel? She's probably in labor. It's not a very pretty picture if we stop and think about it. And yet there were those who were enjoying that night with wealth and ease, and not too many cares. But for many, they were dealing with the pressures of day-to-day living. And for them, it was just another night, living in the darkness. The world had become a very dark place. It's not how God had created this world. He had created us to live in the light, in fellowship with one another. We were to be in union with Him. He had breathed the life breath into His creation. He had formed us from the dust of the earth. And from His side, He took those ribs to make a helpmate. And then He talked about how beautiful and good was the creation. Adam and Eve in the garden, and then came the darkness, rebellion as the creation turned on the Creator. Dark and sinful became our lives. Death entered into the picture. And so we read through the pages of the Old Testament. We are reminded of sin and death and its effect upon that creation. We see there the struggles that were going on from different peoples at different times. We see the creation of this wonderful people called Israel, and yet how they rejected their God. We saw them nearly destroyed. But a promise was kept alive in the midst of their turning their backs. And the world oftentimes seemed like a very dark place. And then 2,000 years ago, there in that little town of Bethlehem, we read about shepherds out in the field just doing what they normally do at night, taking care of their sheep. And suddenly this host of angels appears with a message. And what do? They leave their sheep and they go to find out what it is about this babe in Bethlehem. John doesn't begin there. No, John starts with the prologue. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. You see, that's what it's all about. God is with us. From the very beginning, God has been there. All things were made through Him. And at just the right time, at just the right moment, God placed into this world a light that the darkness could not overcome. The true light, which gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through Him. Yet the world did not know Him. He came to His own, and His own people did not recognize Him or receive Him. But to him who did receive Him, who believed in His name, He gave the right to become children of God. So tonight, here we are at Trinity, in the smallness of this church, even though it seems large, we gather to celebrate that life, that light that the darkness could not overcome. Many of us wandered out into the darkness on Monday night to be able to look at that, what they call it, the Bethlehem star. As two planets come together, their closest joining together for 800 years. It's something to behold. But it was not the star of that night. That night long ago, 2,000 years ago, when Christ was born, that Word became flesh. That's our story. It's the story we celebrate. It's who we are. And John was reminding us that as we live out our lives, it is all about a light that shines into our lives, every one of our lives. Oh yes, we have to deal with darkness. Darkness surrounds our lives day in and day out. And we can certainly say that about 2020. It's left us wondering. And yet it's all about what took place that first night in a manger. Jesus, born of that woman, Mary, a descendant of David, and Joseph, the descendant of David. It was about shepherds who came from the field. And oh yes, for many of us, we put the magi in the manger, but they really were never there because they come much later. But they come as they followed the star to see that light that had broken through the darkness. We talk about Jesus, that child born unto us, that Jesus who was there at the very beginning with the Father at the time of creation. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Yes, He was there at that very moment. With the Father and the Holy Spirit, Jesus was there. As creation unfolded, Jesus was there. As He watched man turn his back, Jesus was there. And through the centuries, since the creation, He has continued to be there. Never forgetting the promise that He gave to the first parents, Adam and Eve. Oh, the prophets would foretell of this night, this Christmas. And those who would hear of that message would not understand it. And while He was in the world, there were many who could not acknowledge Him. The world around Him did not know Him. That's what John tells us. And even as he came to his own, many did not recognize him. But a great and mighty wonder took place that night. A humble child, born not in all the beauty and array of a king, but the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, hidden from human eye for the most part. That's the beauty of the Christmas story. It's about the tree of Jesse. Yes, a part of that lineage, a part of that genealogy of who Jesus was, hidden and yet the living branch, a Savior born for us, yes, tonight as we celebrate. Here we are, living in 2020. We see every day the cycle of death as the numbers of COVID deaths are continually mounting. Death surrounds our lives. And oftentimes the world is defined by death, as those people who we recognize and know pass away, and great names disappear. We can look at the numbers. We can look at all that's happening and wonder what might be or who might be next. We look at a world in which nations rise against nations. We're going through our own tough time as a nation. Are we really united? Or will we let ourselves be divided? When we drive by a cemetery, what do we think? Unless we delude ourselves, at some time, that's where we will be. You see, death permeates the darkness. And yet, that's all sad news. In that manger was a child, God's own son, who paid the price of sin, death, and Satan, and gives to us a gift. That light shines in the midst of our darkness. In a few moments, we're going to turn this sanctuary into darkness with just those candlelights to remind us of that light that came into the world and the darkness could not overcome it. Because you see, we too, like John writes there in the opening prologue, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen His glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. You see, that's what we proclaim tonight. That's what we share and live in our lives, that truth that has been revealed to us. Oh yes, in the darkness, there remains a light. And throughout these 4 weeks, we've focused on the tree of Jesse. But that, from that tree of Jesse, we would see the light in Jesus. A son, and yet that eternal light that gives us a reason to celebrate and why we gather together year after year at this time of year. Yes, here is the first fruit. The first fruit of Jesse's tree. There, long before the tree was ever formed. And in him, we share that light and can live in the presence of his love and grace now and into eternity. Amen.